بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek His help and forgiveness. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. We seek refuge in Allah, the Most High, from the evils of our own selves and from our wicked deeds. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِدَ لَهُ. Whomsoever has been guided by Allah, none can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whomsoever has been misguided by Allah, none can guide him. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah the Exalted bestow His peace and blessings on the final Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and upon the believers of his good and pure family and upon all his noble companions. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 83. يقول الله عز وجل وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. And remember when we took a covenant from the children of Israel saying, worship none but Allah alone and be dutiful and good to parents and to kindred and to orphans and al-masakeen, we'll explain what that means, and speak good to people and perform as-salah and give zakah, then you slid back except a few of you while you are backsliders and speak good to people. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ and speak good to people and perform as-salah and give zakah, then you slid back except a few of you while you are backsliders. The explanation of this verse. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is again reminding us concerning the children of Israel. And remember when we took a covenant from the children of Israel. The covenant is called, in Arabic, is known as al-mithaq. It's known as al-mithaq. This is the meaning of the covenant in Arabic, and it is called mithaq because it is the means of verification for binding matters. It is like the rope by which the hands are tied, and the hands and the feet, because it is binding. This is the meaning of the covenant. And Israel is Yaqub, Jacob, the son of Ishaq, the son of Isaac, the son of Ibrahim. From the children of Israel, they are of his spring, males and females. And Banu Israel, the children of Israel, are first cousins to the Arabs. The children of Israel are first cousins to the Arabs because the Arabs are from the children of Ismail, from the descendants of Ismail. And they are from the children of Israel. And their grandfather is one, and he is Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the mithaq and the covenant between, which Allah made clear, is in his saying, don't worship except me, and righteous to be righteous to the parents, to the rest of the verse. So this covenant now contains eight matters. This covenant contains eight matters. Is composed of eight matters. First matter, أَلَّا يَعْبُدُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that they worship none but Allah. This is the most important, and that's Tawheed. To worship none but Allah, and worship means humility, submission. And the second thing is الْإِحْسَانُ إِلَى الْوَالِدَيْنِ, being good to parents, because Allah said وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, be dutiful and good to parents. And this involves goodness in saying, in action, in wealth, in prestige, and in all ways and means of goodness. Because Allah generalized, be dutiful and good to parents. So everything which is known to be ihsan, goodness, then it is intended. And who are the parents? They are the mother and the father. And those remote ones have the right, but not like the right of the father and mother, who are the closest. And that's why the remote parents, their inheritance is different, and even the rest of the rights are different from the rights of the immediate parents. Third matter in the covenant is, and to kindred, the relatives. Because Allah said, وَذِي الْقُرْبَى, the relatives. So be good to them. And they comprise the relatives from the side of the mother, the maternal relatives, and the relatives from the side of the father, and they are the paternal relatives. And the fourth is the orphan, and to orphans. The fourth one is the orphans, and the orphans is the plural of yatim, an orphan. And he is the one whose father died before he reached the age of puberty, and this applies to a male or a female. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this covenant reminded being good to the orphans, because there is no one to take care of them and help them, because their father died, and he is the place of clemency and mercy and care. Fifth one is al-ihsanu ila al-masakin, al-masakin. And al-masakin is a plural of miskin, is a plural of miskin. And he is the poor whose poverty makes him quiet and calm. Because if a person becomes rich, he may transgress and feel haughty and high. And however, when he is poor, it's the opposite. Here, often you hear al-fuqara, fuqara, and the term al-masakin. Is there a difference between the faqir and miskin? These titles, these names, are from the type of names when they come together, when they are adjoined, they differ in meaning. And if they come separate, they converge in meaning. So, the term al-fuqara, if it is alone mentioned, it will cover both. It will cover both al-fuqara and al-masakin. And if the term masakin is mentioned alone, it will also cover both al-fuqara and al-masakin. And if they come together, then al-fuqara would mean something and al-masakin would something else. Like in the saying of Allah in Surah At-Tawbah, they came together in chapter 9, verse 60. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ As in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 60. Who is al-faqir? And al-sadaqat here, it means zakah, are only for the fuqara, the poor, and al-masakin. Here he made them the same meaning, but when they come together, they really differ. Let's see now what they mean when they come together, how they differ. Al-faqir, the definition of al-faqir, when they are combined together in the same statement, then al-faqir or al-fuqara, the plural, the faqir will be the one who doesn't find what is sufficient or finds that which is half of what he needs, or less, rather, less than half of what he needs. This is al-faqir. This is the faqir. The one who doesn't find what is sufficient for him or finds that which is less than half of what he needs. This is the meaning of al-fuqara, the poor. Al-fuqara. Plural of faqir. Al-miskin is the one who finds half of his needs, but not all of it. The one who finds half of his needs, but not all of it. Not complete. So this is the case with these two terms. If they come together, then al-fuqara would mean something, and al-miskin would mean something else. If they come separate, each will mean, then they converge in meaning. They would refer to the same meaning, the poor. The sixth point of the covenant is to say good to people, be good to people, to mankind, to be good to people. And speak good to people. And speak good to people. And this goodness here comprises goodness in manners and in meaning. For example, in manners, to be kind, soft, not harsh. And in meaning, when you speak good. What is good, what is beneficial, Because every good saying is good. And every good saying is goodness. The seventh point in the covenant is iqamatus salah, establishing the prayer. Because Allah said here, wa aqimu salah, and establish the prayer. Meaning, make it straight. Establish it perfectly, without defect. How is this done? By bringing forth, concluding its conditions, its pillars, and its obligatory matters. And the perfection of that is to do what is recommendable also in Salah. And the term Salah covers both the obligatory and the voluntary. The eighth point of the covenant is Ita'u Zakah, giving the due charity, to be given to those entitled to it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ. Now, what happened? Here, let's have the verse, please, the last of the verse, the last section. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ. Then you slid back, except a few of you. And this covers those who were present at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ. تَوَلَّيْتُمْ. Allah says here, تَوَلَّيْتُمْ. And التولي meaning to leave something behind your back. And this is more profound in meaning than turning away. Because turning away could be by the heart or physical by the body, without turning one's back. So this tawalli is more profound than al-i'rad, which means turning away. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ. So you slid back, except for a few. وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ, meaning you slid back while turning away. Because the one who slids back may not turn his heart away, he may turn his body away while his heart is attached to something which he left behind. However, if he makes tawalli with i'rad, if he slids back with turning away, then it is not hoped that he may turn afterwards to that which he abandoned. The benefits of this verse. Number one, making clear the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah said, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا, and when we took, and the article we, the subject here, is for glorification and magnification. And He is the most great, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is greater than Him. And from the benefits is that the message of Tawheed was brought forth by all the messengers. Because in the statement Allah said, لا تعبدون إلا الله, you worship none but Allah. And this tells again that worship is particular to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not to be directed to anyone other than Him. Because He said, لا تعبدون, you don't worship except or but. And this but or except indicates particularization. And from the benefits is the obligation to be good to the parents. And it is obligated because the favor of the parents on their children is next to the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah said in Surah Luqman, in the admonitions of Luqman to his son, in verse 31, verse 14, in chapter 31, verse 14, in Surah Luqman, أَنُشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, أَنُشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, because they are the cause for your existence, and your support, and your preparation. Although the origin of that is from Allah, because without your parents you would be nothing. And goodness to them is in saying, in action, in wealth, in prestige, and in all ways of goodness. And what is opposite to that, the opposite to the goodness, is to treat them badly. This is first. The second is not to be good to them, nor treat them in a good way. And both is or are considered a diminish of their rights. It's not a fulfillment of their rights. Rather, it is something opposite to this. And in being bad, it's even something excess, in the sense that it is transgression. And from the benefits of the verse, the obligation to be good to the relatives, those your relatives, and they are the relatives, they are those who converge in the fourth, up to the fourth father. So from the fourth father down. However, we should know that ihsan varies, goodness varies, in the sense that the closer in the relationship are more entitled to goodness, takes precedence. For example, you should have stronger relation with your uncle more than what's dutiful upon you towards his children. And the same is true concerning the maternal uncle more than his children. And from the benefits is to be dutiful to the orphans. And this comprises being good to them in person and being good to their wealth concerning the administration of their wealth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned in Surah Al-An'am in chapter 6, 152, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. And come not near to the orphan's property except to improve it. And from the benefits, the duty of being good to the masakeen, to the poor, and to give them what they deserve, what they are entitled to from the due charity and from repelling harm of them and the like. And from the benefits, the duty to say good to people. And what's opposite to that is to say bad, or to say something which is not bad nor good. As to the saying of bad, it is forbidden. As to the other one, to say that which is not bad nor good, then you are not commanded to do so, yet also you are not forbidden. However, abandoning this is better. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described His slaves, the slaves of Ar-Rahman, the most beneficent, He described them by لا يشهدون الزورة in Surah Al-Furqan 25:72 لا يشهدون الزورة وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما. And those who don't witness falsehood, and if they pass by some evil play or evil talk, they pass by it with dignity. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whomsoever believes in Allah and in the last day, let him say what is good or keep silent. And from the benefits of this verse is the command to establish the prayers and to do what is dutiful, all that which is obligated, without which the salah is not correct, and to perform that which is recommendable, without which the salah is not perfected. 10th, here we know that prayers was ordained on those who were before us. And the 11th point is the obligation to give the dutiful charity. Because Allah said, وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ, and give the dutiful charity. And from the benefits is that the obligation to give charity was also dutiful or made obligated on those before us. But this does not necessitate that the same amounts due on us were the same due upon them, nor in the type of wealth upon which the charity is dutiful, nor concerning those to whom it should be paid and given. This could differ because it's not necessarily that it is the same. And from the points of benefit is that the children of Israel, despite this covenant which Allah took upon them, they didn't fulfill except a few of it. And from the points of benefit is that the tawalli of Bani Israel, the slipping back of the children of Israel, was a great one, because it was tawalli with turning away. And from the benefits is that the one who slids back and turns away is graver in his deed than the one who makes tawalli without turning away. And from the benefits is that tawalli could take place without turning away, and it can take place with turning away. These are the points of benefits from this verse. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make what we know of a benefit to us in our deen and in our life. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وجزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم. This brings the end of the explanation of verse 83 of Surah Al-Baqarah.